This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Time for Water Rules, exploring the laws and statutes that govern how we Michiganians use our state's most abundant and precious resource, water. Wayne State Law Professor and Water Law Specialist Noah Hall is with us again. Good to have you back, Noah.
Thanks.
Last time we talked about the laws regarding the Great Lakes. Now we wanted to look at the thousands of creeks and rivers in Michigan that feed them. Are the laws similar?
In some ways, the laws are similar, but there's some key differences. The most important similarity is the concept of reasonable use for riparians, which is to say that if you own property along the river, you have a right to use the water. You don't own the river water itself, and that right is reasonable based on circumstances and your neighbor's needs.
And if you own property along the water, you are a riparian, whether you knew it or not.
Exactly. And being a riparian is great. In Michigan, being a riparian means that you have rights to the water that the general public does not have.
Tell me.
For example, a riparian can wharf out. A riparian can consume water. Most importantly, a riparian can take the water from the river and use it for things like drinking water, manufacturing, or irrigation. If you're not a riparian in Michigan, you're either stuck using groundwater or some type of municipal water supply. You can't just go run a pipe to the nearest river.
Okay. Did river law go through kind of a legal evolution the way the Great Lakes did?
River law in Michigan has changed a little bit with the times, but not really changed with purpose. River law in Michigan has always been a blend of public and private rights. So riparians own the property along the river and have a private right to use the water, but the public often has a right of access, navigation, transportation, and fishing through the waterway itself. But the exact standards for that test have changed over time. Originally, in the state of Michigan, a waterway was only considered navigable if it was capable or susceptible as being used as a highway of commerce. But then, in the 1800s, timber companies were using our waterways to transport all of the logs that they were clear-cutting throughout the state of Michigan.
Sure.
It's really actually kind of a terrible backstory. But most of Michigan was clear-cut to build the city of Chicago and the other cities, some of which burned. All that timber, all those logs need to leave the Michigan forest and make their way to the Great Lakes somehow. And Michigan's streams and rivers were the perfect way to transport logs from the interior parts of northern Michigan out to Lake Michigan and eventually to Chicago and other industrial cities. So the law caught up with the needs of the times. And the Michigan Supreme Court adopted a new rule called the log flotation test. Can't make this stuff
okay.
up. And the log flotation test says, in a little bit of circular humorous logic, that if you can float a log down a waterway, then you're legally allowed to float the log down the waterway because the waterway is open to the public.
Got it.
And in this way, our laws evolved, I wouldn't say really in purpose, because keep in mind the purpose of waterways has always been to facilitate commerce, to serve various public needs. But the laws have evolved in that as our needs and our values for water have changed, the law often changes to reflect those new needs and values. In the 1960s and 70s, once our values shifted more towards environmental protection, the laws in many ways shifted to follow.
Protect and conserve.
Exactly.
We're talking with Wayne State Law Professor and Water Law Specialist Noah Howell as we look at the laws and statutes that govern how we enjoy the rivers and creeks in Michigan. So let's say I've got a canoe, kayak, or maybe I'm trendy and I've got a new paddleboard. Can I just put it in anywhere along the river and be on my way? Because we've all seen those vehicles parked along rivers, usually near bridges, and people putting their watercraft in.
Yeah, well, more or less. I live on the Detroit River, actually, and the Detroit River's the governing laws are in some ways more similar to the Great Lakes, but I keep my paddleboard right there, and if I had the strength and the time, I could take my paddleboard from the Detroit River and work my way up through any thousands and thousands of miles of Michigan's inland waterways, creeks, rivers, streams, and lakes. The simple rule to follow is that log flotation test. If the waterway is capable of floating a log, generally speaking, it's open to the public to use the waterway for boating, fishing, recreation, and navigation. Now, using the land along the waterway is a different story.
Well, I'm wondering, let's say I have to portage my canoe and take it out and carry it. Do I worry about breaking laws doing that?
No, luckily common sense prevails. Mm-hmm. If there's an obstruction in the waterway and you have to portage around it, the law allows you to briefly come on to the riparian property, stay as close to the bank as possible, make your portage, and get back in the water. You can't come out and, you know, open your six-pack of beer and have a picnic using the portage as an excuse.
What's the biggest gray area, Noah, when it comes to Michigan rivers?
Probably the toughest gray area still with Michigan rivers, and really our biggest challenge moving forward is how do we balance using our rivers to grow our economy, taking into account that Michigan is blessed with more water than any other state. But at the same time, we want to protect this water. And how we balance those two plays itself out both in really big and really little ways on every waterway every day.
Noah Hall is a professor at Wayne State's Law School, where he specializes in environmental and water law. He's the author of Modern Water Law, Private Property, Public Rights, and Environmental Protections. Tomorrow, we tackle perhaps the most contentious Michigan water issue, and that is the rules governing the thousands of inland lakes across the state. Thank you so much, Noah.
Thanks for having me.